Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Coming up in just a few moments.
I come to welcome you to Christian Apostolic Church's 40th anniversary celebration.
Then I remember Brother Feathers was preaching one time, and he told the church, he said, "You don't have to worry about me running off with the piano player." And Sister Nutter's here tonight, and she was setting up at the piano, and Brother Feathers looked over and he said, "I hope that's my wife sitting there."
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good. It's good to be in church again. I thought maybe they just didn't call on us because they were out of gifts. I just didn't know. They taught us a lot. We were just backwoods boys. Somebody was talking about how they taught them how to comb their hair and different things. Brother and Sister Feathers had to teach us to wear shoes. We weren't rich people. We were poor people, lived way back in a mud road, and Brother Feathers would take his fancy shoes and come walking back there several times to pray for us when we were sick, talk to Dad and Mom, give them counseling when they were fighting, which was several times. Brother Hoskins was talking about installing bathrooms in the old church. Brother and Sister Feathers had to teach my youngest brother that the bathroom was inside the church. He was only two or three. Come on.
All of that and more is just ahead when we bring you some highlights from our 40th anniversary celebration, including the ministry of the Word by our former pastor, Terry Null, in his message entitled, "Knowing the Right Moment to Act." But first, let's enjoy a great song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Speaking of knowing the right moment to act, the name of this song is "Come, Now is the Time to Worship." From their project entitled, "Let My Words Be Few," this is Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are. As you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you.
The time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are.
God. One day every knee will bow.
I come to welcome you to Christian Apostolic Church's 40th anniversary celebration.
During our celebration, we honored our elders, precious men and women of God who had forged the path before us. At times, their words caused us to weep. At times, their words caused us to laugh. At other times, their words caused us to rejoice in praise to God. This is Elder Chuck Hoskins reminiscing on some of the more humorous times.
Well, I remember up at the old church, Sister Feathers, I know you remember Brother Kennedy and Sister Kennedy. And Brother Feathers allowed Brother Kennedy to baptize this young boy. And he should have set him down on the seat. Well, he stood him up. When he did and he baptized him, he hit his head on the back of the tank. And the tank was metal. And he didn't get him under, so he stood him up again. And he baptized him again and he hit his head again. And then I remember Brother Feathers was preaching one time, and he told the church, he said, "You don't have to worry about me running off with the piano player." And Sister Nutter's here tonight, and she was setting up at the piano, and Brother Feathers looked over and he said, "I hope that's my wife sitting there."
We also heard from some ministers who were just children during the early days of Christian Apostolic Church's history in Clarksburg, and the voice you're about to hear is that of Reverend David Claypool, as he reminisces on some of the more hilarious times that he remembered from our early history.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be in church again. I thought maybe they just didn't call on us because they were out of gifts. I just didn't know. It's because of this church that I am a preacher of the Word of God. Amen. It's because of Brother and Sister Feathers, what they instilled in me as a young man, as Sister Feathers taught me in a Sunday school class over here, playing the accordion for us, teaching us songs, listening to Brother Feathers preaching. Oh, how I long to hear his words. If anybody has any old cassette tapes or reel-to-reel or whatever, Brother Feathers, I'd like to borrow them from you. I'd love to have them, Sister. Thank you. A lot of fond memories. I won't take very much time, but I'm really thankful for Brother and Sister Feathers coming here. It's because of them and other people in the church that's taught me how to live for God that I'm going to go to heaven someday. They taught us a lot. We were just backwoods boys and backwoods families, us and the Crosses and several other family members. We didn't know a whole lot. Somebody was talking about how they taught them how to comb their hair and different things. Brother and Sister Feathers had to teach us to wear shoes. We weren't rich people. We were poor people, lived way back in a mud road. And Brother Feathers would take those fancy shoes and come walking back there several times to pray for us when we were sick. Talk to Dad and Mom, give them counseling when they were fighting, which was several times. Brother Hoskins was talking about installing bathrooms in the old church. Brother and Sister Feathers had to teach my youngest brother that the bathroom was inside the church. He was only two or three. Come on. It was Brother Feathers that taught me never to be ashamed of this.
Amen.
Brother and Sister Feathers asked me to come. It was the very first time, I think, that I ever spoke anywhere at a going-away party for Brian Murphy when they were moving to California, I believe it was. And it was at the old restaurant up on Bridgeport Hill. I can't remember the name. I think it was Bonanza. But anyway, I came walking out of my vehicle with my Bible kind of like this. And Brother Feathers met me out front. He said, "Son, you get that out where everybody can see it, and don't you ever be ashamed of the Word of God." This is the same Bible that I carried back then. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of God. He's not ashamed of me. One more thing. If it hadn't been for Brother Feathers, he's the one. I owe everything to him, especially giving up cigarettes. You all look kind of shocked. 7 years old, I was a chain smoker. Him and my dad was out on hospital ministry. I was sitting on the schoolhouse steps by the old church, and in come that big long car, Brother Feathers. The window rolled down. My daddy was on the passenger side. Brother Feathers was on the driver's side. They looked over at me, and neither one of them said a word. I was sitting there smoking my candy cigarettes. Brother Feathers never had to say anything. He looked over at me and went, and I've never smoked another one since.
And the Bible teaches us to obey those that have the rule and authority over us. And my elder, Pastor Null, has instructed me to have Sister Teresa come and testify. So if you want to shoot somebody, or if you want to use one of Brother Jerry's axes, remember, I'm just obeying my elders.
Now that I have the mic. You still want me to do this, Brother Noel? Well, the pastor I remember here would be Brother Noel. And I want to thank him for everything he did for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've honored a lot of people here tonight, but we certainly would be very remiss if we did not bestow special honor on the former pastor of this church, Pastor Terry Null. His wife wanted to be here so badly, but with her mother's ailing health, she couldn't. And so we're honoring him tonight by asking him to bring forth the word of the Lord. Let's let the Lord touch our hearts from the Word of God tonight as we welcome our former pastor, Brother Terry Null. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, and God bless you for standing. I have been given so much wisdom up here tonight. Brother John Sandy, where did he go? He gave me much wisdom when I was here last. The last time I was here, I forgot my notes. This time, I forgot the message. So I told him, when I said it, I realized I should never said it. I said, I'll keep it simple. He said, the keeping part is you need to work on. The simple part you have mastered. Some people just don't change. We are honored here tonight, first of all, to always the formal and first lady, Sister Feathers. I know she's a very remarkable woman. And I remember a few years ago when we came, we honored her and her daughter and son. Not knowing that 8 years later that we will be together on this 40th anniversary. She made a statement when her husband passed. You know, the minister's wife is a part of their husband's ministry. But the truth of the matter is this, Brother Feathers never lost his ministry when he passed. It still is alive within the First Lady. Because the scripture teaches us that we have become one. When a man marries a woman, they become one. And Sister Feathers, we do honor you. And my wife sends her love to you. Because there's a few times in the last couple years that you mailed her a card when I was going through my sickness. She still holds those cards. So the ministry still lives on. And to Sister Joseph, the beautiful First Lady of Christian Apostolic Church, this man would not be what he is without her. And I'm serious about that. She does not need to take a back seat to anybody because she is very personal. She's hands-on. She knows where this church is going. And that means a lot by the man of God that pastors this church. He does not leave her out of the vision, but she is a part of the vision of Christian Apostolic Church. And to all the pastors and ministers here tonight, God bless you for coming. I know the hour is getting late, and I know the kids are getting restless, and you're praying, preacher, just read the word and preach. And it's good to see my good friend, Brother and Sister Welch. God bless them for being here tonight. But most of all, it's great to have God in this house tonight. How many believe it's a lovely name? Amen. Let's lift our hands right now. Let's love Him tonight. Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to let you remain seated tonight. But I'd like for you to turn with me tonight to the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. There's an old song that was written many years ago called Precious Memories. And Christian Apostolic Church has precious memories. And tonight we're making them. This is the 40th anniversary. And I trust and pray that Brother and Sister Joseph will be here another 40. He'll be about 70 years old by then, won't you? About. I doubt I'll be around 40 years from now. Then again, I may fool you. In Matthew, the 14th chapter, and beginning with verse 23. And when he had sent a multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Verse 28, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. Just before I give you the title of this message, I want us right now for the next few moments, I want you to pray, God, challenge me in this hour to do something that's beyond my means and expectation. Challenge me to trust you when all I hear is the word, come. Would you lift your hands and love him right now? One more time. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Matthew gives us a description of this particular event. And it took place after that he had just fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It was an impact of a day. There was so much excitement in the air. If we could hear the conversation of those that left that early evening to make their way back home, it would not be surprising to me to hear the words, I just can't believe what I just seen. That thousands that stood around being fed by 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And to testify to the fact that their stomachs were full. Someone else just made the comment, did you see those 12 baskets full of the crumbs that was gathered and it was taken home? What an exciting evening it was to leave the presence of the Lord. And how many services have we in the past have left saying, wow, can you believe what happened tonight? Can you just, if we could just freeze this moment, if this moment could live on forever, I could bask in this moment for the rest of my life. But please take this right. All good things have to come to an end. Jesus issued an order to his disciples to go into a ship, to go to the other side. And nothing else was said. He didn't give them a reason. He didn't tell them the mission. It was just simply get into the ship and go to the other side. Your orders will come when you get there. And if I could say this tonight, the Lord had absolute confidence that these men will make it to the other side. No matter what may occur between here and there, they're going to make it. They're going to rise above it. They are going to witness something that has never happened in the history of the Jewish people. It's not the storm that one needs to focus on. Storms come and go. And if you let me tonight, storms is a part of our walk with God. Storms are not excluded from our walk with God. Storms has a way of fine-tuning us. It has a way of maturing us. And it has a way that we can hear the voice over the storm. There's no question in my mind tonight that we can hear His voice here. We can enjoy His presence here because for the last 2.5 hours, we have set our problems aside. No, we haven't hit our heads in the sand, but for some reason, we're here tonight celebrating a 40th anniversary that if we had time, all the hundreds that have walked through that back door into this auditorium and could stand up and testify like the ministries they've done here tonight. I'm talking about layman people. I'm talking about just the saints of God and even those that are backslid. But there was a point in time that this church changed their lives. Come on. For some reason, the preaching 40 years ago reached into the heart of a soul that was troubled and in the middle of a storm. And you know what? Somebody dared to step off of this platform and walk on the troubled storms of people's lives and said to them, there is a way out, there's a way of keep, there is a place of peace. Hallelujah. I can only imagine just taking a glimpse at the photo shots of yesteryear, to walk down this street, to walk into this sanctuary, to hear a young couple testify and hear about a man that was here and sold his church and moved on and gave the money to Brother Feathers to plant this church here. And 40 years later, we're standing here right now. Some have already gone on to meet the Lord. But you know what? There's still a lot more is about to walk through the door and realize it's the fourth watch of the night. And I don't know where to go from here. My life is shipwrecked.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.